KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning and high school activity over the weekend, the Central College Indoor Meet was held Saturday in Pella. Atlantic boys participated in that meet. Here's a rundown of some of those results for Atlantic. Jackson McLaren placed 21st in the boys' long jump. In the high jump, Jaden Pearl of Atlantic was 9th. In the 1,600 meters, Zane Berg of Atlantic placed 19th and Drew Engler placing 23rd. In the 60-meter hurdles, Colin Mullinex placing 5th for Atlantic. Mullinex also was 7th in the boys' 400 meters. In the boys' 800 meters, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic had a 6th place finish. In the boys' 200 meters, Garrett Reynolds ran 27th, Zane Vance 34th for Atlantic. In the 3,200 meters, Zane Berg placing 9th and Drew Engler 14th for Atlantic. And the boys' 4x400-meter relay saw Atlantic's team of Zane Vance, Bennett Whetstone, Craig Allen Becker, and Colin Mullinex placing 10th overall in that Saturday meet. Well, Iowa plays Oregon this morning in the second round of the NCAA basketball tournament. The Hawkeyes advanced with an 86-74 win over Grand Canyon, while the Ducks moved on after Virginia Commonwealth had to withdraw due to COVID protocols. Oregon won the Pac-12 regular season title. Here's Iowa guard Jordan Bohannon.
A very athletic team. We got to be prepared to, you know, play an up and down game, which is what we want. We're kind of hoping they press us and, you know, we're able to, you know, play up-tempo style of game like we like to.
Oregon didn't have to play Saturday, but Bohannon doesn't feel it's an advantage either way.
You know, how we're playing right now, I feel really confident, you know, going into this game. And as I'm sure everyone else on this team, we're more connected as ever, you know, staying here in the hotel and, you know, not be able to do much. So we're always around each other even more. So, you know, our connection is, I think, the best it's ever been.
Iowa center Luca Garza says the Hawkeyes face a big challenge.
You know, they're a really, really good team. Obviously, they won the regular season in the Pac-12, which is impressive, and you can see how well the Pac-12 is doing so far in the tournament. So it's definitely impressive they were able to do that. So they're a really talented team, really athletic. They put a lot of pressure on you, try to create steals and turnovers, and that's how they win.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Ducks will show a variety of defenses.
They press a couple different ways. You know, they play their half-court defense a couple different ways. You know, they have great activity, length. You know, so they challenge your offense in a lot of ways, you know, different than a team that just plays straight half-court man.
We'll have that game for you this morning here on KJAN. That's the first game of the day and the final day of the round of 32. It'll be an 11:10 a.m. tip-off this morning. We're on the air 10 o'clock this morning with the pregame show, Iowa-Oregon, second-round NCAA tournament play. Gary and Bobby will have all the action for you here later this morning. Now, the other West regional games today include top seed Gonzaga facing number 8 Oklahoma. That's an afternoon contest as well. This evening, number 5 seed Creighton plays number 13 seeded Ohio, and the late game has number 3 Kansas facing 6th seed USC. In the East regional today, top seeded Michigan will face number 8 seed LSU. Number 4 seeded Florida State will play 5th seeded Colorado. 11th seed UCLA will face 14th seeded Abilene Christian, and number 2 seed Alabama plays 10th seeded Maryland. All those games in the East regional today. Yesterday, Loyola of Chicago made a surprising run through the NCAA tournament as an 11 seed 3 years ago, and the Ramblers are now at it again. Loyola Chicago became the first team to knock out a number 1 in the tourney as Cameron Krutwig had 19 points and a dozen rebounds in a 71-58 win over Illinois. Lucas Williamson chipped in 14 points and helped the Ramblers build a 14-point lead late in the first half. Kofi Coburn had a team high of 21 points and 9 rebounds for Illinois, but Io DeSumo was held to 9 points and Trent Frazier just 2 on 1 of 10 shooting. Also, Oral Roberts became just the second number 15 seed in NCAA tournament history to advance to the round of 16. Kevin O'Banner and Max Abrams carried the Golden Eagles out of an 11-point deficit to knock off number 7 seed Florida 81-78. O'Banner scored 28 and Abrams finished with 26. The Golden Eagles closed the game on a 25-11 run. Also in yesterday's NCAA tournament play, Buddy Boeheim carried his father Jim to the Hall of Fame coach's 20th Sweet 16 appearance, scoring 22 of his 25 points after halftime to lead 11th-seeded Syracuse past number 3 West Virginia 75-72. Number 12 Oregon State continued its surprisingly good postseason as Ethan Thompson had 26 points in an 80-70 win over 4th-seeded Oklahoma State. Davion Mitchell scored 16 points, dished out 8 assists, and spearheaded a dominant defensive first half that propelled top-seeded Baylor to a 76-63 win over Wisconsin. Justin Smith had 20 points and helped number 3 Arkansas secure a final play defensive stop to beat Texas Tech 68-66. Quentin Grimes dropped in 22 points, and Tremont Mark converted a soaring three-point play with 24 seconds left in Houston's 63-60 win over Rutgers. And fifth seed Villanova fell behind early before cruising to an 84-61 rout of number 13 North Texas. In other college basketball news, UNLV has announced that Kevin Kruger is the new men's basketball coach. Kruger spent the past two seasons as an assistant at UNLV after he returned to his alma mater in 2019. He replaces T.J. Otzelberger, who left to become the head coach at Iowa State. The former Runnin' Rebels point guard is the son of Oklahoma coach Lon Kruger, who led UNLV to four NCAA tournament appearances between 2004 and 2011. Caitlin Clark and Monica Sinano both had 23 points as the Iowa Hawkeye women cruised to an 87-72 win over Central Michigan in the opening round of the NCAA tournament yesterday. Clark added 7 rebounds and 7 assists as the Hawkeyes had 4 players in double figures.
I think our offense was rolling, which is very encouraging to see. And I always say we do our best when we have multiple people in double figures, and that's exactly what we had tonight. I think we can always clean up our defense, so I think that's something to work on and improve, and I think we can get on the glass a little more as well.
The Hawkeyes improved to 19-9 and advanced to Tuesday's second round, where they'll play fourth-seeded Kentucky. The Wildcats beat Idaho State 71-63. We'll have that game tomorrow for you here on the radio. That's a 2:30 tip-off. Iowa State women will open up their NCAA tournament play late this afternoon in San Antonio against Michigan State. The seventh-seeded Cyclones enter with a record of 16-10, while the 10th-seeded Spartans are 15-8. Here's ISU coach Bill Fennelly.
Nia Cloud and their point guard is really good. And when you come to the NCAA tournament, there's a lot of talk about you got to have great guard play, and she's obviously very good, played very well. They're very good off the bounce. They'll attack the basket. Reminds me of Texas a little bit in that regard. And then, they've offensive rebound the ball really well.
That'll be a 5 o'clock tip-off later on this afternoon. That's Check the Sport.